This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers and sisters. This is another verse from the Quranic Reflection series. And this verse is also from Surah Al-Baqarah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Among the people, there are those who will say they believe in Allah on the last day, but they are not really believers. This is verse 8. And this has points of reflection for everyone. The first point is that saying we believe in Allah on the last day does not make us believers unless we live according to belief in Allah on the last day. So it's not just about the words we say. Yes, when we make the declaration of faith, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, there's no God worthy of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the last messenger of Allah. Those words puts us in the door of Islam. But if we're not sincere about those words, we have not understood them, then the doors have opened, we have walked in, but we still haven't entered Islam. You know, people might be making this declaration of faith for a variety of reasons. Somebody works in a company where the head of the company and the people in there are Muslims, and they want to advance, so they are declaring their faith so that they can move up the ladder in the company. Somebody else wants to get married. The husband or the wife to be need to be Muslims because their families are insisting, don't marry a non-Muslim. So the person is ready to accept Islam for the purpose of marriage. But if you are a Hindu and they wanted to marry you and your family took this same position, then you're ready to become a Hindu? This is the point. Where are we? What is this about? We're making this declaration of faith, but is it real? So unless we live according to belief in Allah on the last day, then our statements become meaningless. The second point of reflection is that we can put on a show for people and easily fool them because they can't read our minds, nor can they see what is in our hearts. But we can't fool Allah. That's the bottom line. We can fool others, but we can't fool Allah. Allah knows whether we are real or fake. So we need to stop for a minute and question ourselves. What are we doing? Whether we're fasting in Ramadan, praying, making Hajj, doing all these things. Is this cultural rituals that we're doing? Or do we really believe in what we're doing? We always need to question ourselves to make sure that we have the right intentions behind what we're doing. Because, as the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Deeds are ultimately judged by Allah according to the intentions behind them. If we do them for the pleasure of Allah, we do them sincerely, properly, then we are rewarded. But if we do them for other than Allah, and we don't do them properly, though we could have, then we will not be rewarded for them, because we can't fool Allah. The third point of reflection is that this state where on the outside we're saying we're Muslims, but on the inside we're in fact diseased, our hearts are corrupted. This is a serious state of heart disease, which Allah will cause to increase unless we wake up and correct ourselves. This is essential. We must correct ourselves. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ had said, taqwa, at-taqwa, the consciousness of Allah is right here, pointing to his heart. The hearts have to be fixed. Our hearts have to be treated as Allah has advised us and guided us through his messenger to treat them. If we fix our hearts, then everything else will be correct, will fall into place. Our lives will be beautiful lives, in spite of whatever difficulties we find ourselves in, etc., etc. But the beauty of Islam will beautify our minds, our hearts, so that on the outside, though people may see us in difficulty, in poverty or whatever, ultimately Allah sees us as our hearts are. So we need to wake up and correct ourselves, fix our hearts. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.